We're happy enough. I said our vote is up significantly from a small base in Ishone and Letterkenny. We will come under a bit of pressure in the Donegal electoral area. I said you've got Noel Jordan, good candidate, and polling well, and John McNulty, obviously, again, a candidate very close to Thomas Pringle's heartland, who will take a lot of first preferences. But we feel we're holding our own. We think our vote will be up from the last time, and that bodes well then as candidates are eliminated.
And across the county last time round, Thomas did get a good lot of transfers from, say, Pearse Doherty. You mentioned there Noel Jordan, so they are running that three-candidate strategy this time round. Do you believe, you mentioned the Donegal local electoral area, it may harm it there, but what about the rest of the county?
I think, again, our track record would show that we take seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, sixths from all over, from every candidate that goes out. So we'd be quite confident that that our transfer pattern will hold the same as before. And, yeah, I suppose we won't get that big initial transfer from Pearse Doherty and Padraig McLaughlin that we got the last time. That's likely to go to Noel Jordan. But we'd feel that in towards the end of the race that you'll see a lot of those votes coming back. I don't think the Fine Gael candidates are performing well, and we would, even as the snapshot so far, we know that we'll get a lot of John McNulty's number twos from around the Kilcar, Carrick, Glen through to Donegal town area, which would boost us, and we feel that we'll be in the race and the hunt at the end.
And although you're focused on Thomas at the moment, in terms of the campaign going round the doors, what were you hearing? What were the main issues?
The cost of living and housing, I think, were the main issues, and I think that is reflected all across the country. And that's what we were getting. Again, I think the engagement on the doors and canvassing is changing very much. While I suppose in some rural areas people are very glad to see you sometimes, in the more urban centres, and that the housing estates, very often there's a lot of people out, and some who are reluctant to answer the door, especially, I said, as most of the canvassing was going on in the evening in the darkness. And I just think it's a trend that I've seen maybe over the last two or three elections, that the canvassing is becoming less important. I suppose people have a lot of different sources of news and information in their daily lives, and I think they're less likely to engage with people coming to their doors now. I think it's something that you'll see over the next 10 or 15 years maybe disappearing altogether.
And very, very early to be having this conversation, but in terms of forming the next government, will Thomas have a conversation if he's over the line?
I think he'll have a conversation, yeah, with everybody. I think he said, and he's on the record as saying, he'll favour a left government. So Sinn Féin and the smaller left parties coming together as an alternative. He believes, and I believe, that we need to see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government. They've been there for 100 years. You know, what we complain about, what we say isn't working and isn't right, is the failures of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the years. So hopefully, if the results go the right way all across the country, he definitely would be looking. But I mean, he's stated that his red line is the People's Document on defective blocks, etc. I don't think either of the two establishment parties, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, would entertain that. So I said they, in my mind, would put themselves out of the running, rather than Thomas saying that that he wouldn't do business with them, is that they won't step up to the mark for the people of Donegal.